Coming up in the North Sound News this lunchtime, we speak to the mother of Ailey, the 3-year-old who's battling cancer.
She's always happy and cheerful, and I don't think many people have actually seen her cry.
Shock election poll, could there really be an SNP whitewash? New hotel planned for Aberdeen city centre.
And coming up in today's sports, will Russell Anderson stay at Aberdeen?
Whether I'll be part of the squad or not will become a lot clearer over the next 2-3 weeks.
But first, a North East mum's asking for help from North Sound listeners to help make sure her 3-year-old daughter wins her fight against cancer.
Hi, I'm Gail. I'm Ailey's mum. Ailey's got high-risk neuroblastoma. It's stage 4. She was taken into hospital on the 9th of May last year. She's been through a lot of chemotherapy. She's had 42 rounds of chemotherapy, surgery, a stem cell harvest, a stem cell return, which is like a bone marrow transplant, radiotherapy, and she's away to do her last block of immunotherapy in a few more weeks. So she's had quite a tough year.
That must be quite difficult to see as a mum.
It is. It's very difficult to watch and not be able to help, although she makes it a lot easier because she's always smiling. It's very rarely you won't see Ailey smiling. She's always happy and cheerful, and I don't think many people have actually seen her cry in the hospital unless they're sticking her with a needle. It's very, very rare for Ailey to cry. The money that they're raising is to go towards treatment in America. There's a clinical trial in Michigan that looks very encouraging for Ailey because there is such a high relapse rate in high-risk neuroblastoma. She needs every possible help she can get, to be perfectly honest.
Gail Patterson there speaking to North Sound's Hope Web. The fundraising target is £100,000. It's currently just over £20,000. You can find out more on the North Sound website. Just click on News. Now, the SNP could win every single seat in Scotland in next week's general election, according to one poll. The Ipsos Mori survey for STV suggests a possible wiping out of all the other parties, with 54% backing Nicola Sturgeon's party.
Good polls are always, you know, good reading for politicians, but polls are polls, and I think it's important to exercise caution, but it's also important to remember that polls don't win elections. Votes in ballot boxes win elections.
Scottish Labour leader Jim Murphy admits the figures are a blow.
Now, if this poll's repeated on election day, David Cameron would be uncorking his champagne because he might cling on to power, not because Scotland's went out and voted Tory, but Scotland voted against the Labour Party.
A leading expert's telling North Sound News the North Sea could emerge from the oil price slump stronger than ever, but only if companies cut 15% from their costs. Professor Alec Kemp thinks that would kickstart a number of major projects.
The encouraging result is that in the medium and longer term, the total investment expenditure in the industry will exceed what it would have done before the cost reductions took place.
There are plans to build a new 200-bedroom hotel in Aberdeen. It'll be called The Grand, and it's planned for the old seafood park behind Union Square. Stuart Oakes from Drum Developments, who are behind the project.
It's a great location. It's well located for the amenities of the city centre, including Union Square. There are a number of energy businesses located around the area. It's well located for the railway station, the bus station, obviously the harbour's down there as well.
And it's the day the bookies think we could see the arrival of a new prince or princess. They've stopped taking bets for today. It's also William and Kate's 4th wedding anniversary.
North Sound 2 Sport with Northwood Letting Agency. Letting agent giving you a headache. Guarantee the cure at northwooduk.com.
Aberdeen captain Russell Anderson's to hold talks with Derek McInnes over his future. The 36-year-old defender, who's not played in the first team since August due to injury, is out of contract in the summer. Anderson says he's unsure about whether he'll remain at the club.
Whether I'll be part of the squad or not will become a lot clearer over the next 2-3 weeks. I've loved having my time back at the club. I appreciate I've not played a lot this season, so it'll come down to a conversation I'll have with the manager.
Last night in the Development League, Aberdeen's under-20s won 2-0 against Hearts at Balmure. It means they're now just one victory away from claiming the title. Dundee United are fearing another unsettling transfer fight with Celtic. After taking Gary Mackay-Steven and Stuart Armstrong from Tannadice, Ronnie Dyler's now set to swoop for striker Nadir Sipsi. United assistant Simon Donnelly wants him to stay focused on their league campaign.
We'll take the positive spin out of it. He's obviously doing something well to attract interest, but he's a player.